Fighting continues in Gaza, and another blast shook Jabalia, Gaza's largest refugee camp, on Wednesday, a day after Palestinian health officials said an Israeli airstrike killed about 50 people and wounded 150 there, with Israel saying it killed a Hamas commander in the attack. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. There was no immediate word on possible casualties in the new attack, but footage showed smoke billowing over the camp and people sifting through piles of rubble. The first foreign passport holders and injured Gazans to be evacuated from Gaza passed through the Rafah crossing into Egypt on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder says it was allowed under a deal mediated by Qatar.
A number of foreigners and critically wounded people have been allowed to leave the besieged territory. Egypt has prepared field hospitals in Sheikh Zayed in the Sinai. An Egyptian security source said the deal allowed up to 500 foreign passport holders to pass through Rafah on Wednesday. But there was no link to the release of about 240 hostages held by Hamas, or to a humanitarian pause in the fighting, which many countries have called for, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected.
That is Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder. At least 40 people, according to police Wednesday, were killed in Nigeria's Yobe state between Monday and Tuesday after suspected Boko Haram militants shot at villagers and set off a landmine. It's the first major attack on the northern eastern state in 18 months, again, according to police. This is VOA News. Since the beginning of the war, Ukrainian volunteers have been sewing adaptive clothing, that's clothes designed to accommodate soldiers' injuries. Lysia Bakalets reports from Kyiv that the Ukrainian government does not release official casualty statistics for the military, but volunteers say they've got a constant demand for this type of clothing.
For more than a year, volunteer Olga Skidenets has been turning ordinary T-shirts into adaptive ones, shirts specifically made to account for soldiers' injuries. Before the war, sewing was her hobby. Now it is a way to help the war effort.
Можно.
Skidenets demonstrates how the adaptive T-shirt works. She says it has Velcro on the sides, so it can easily open. She says you can put the T-shirt under the wounded soldier, make a bandage, and then fasten it. Lesia Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
Switzerland has amended blood donation criteria for men who have sexual relations with other men. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says the government is making the criteria the same for homosexuals and heterosexuals.
Until 2017, gay men were systematically barred from giving blood in Switzerland. It was a policy dating back to the start of the HIV/AIDS epidemic in the 1980s. Since then, men sexually active with other men were allowed to donate blood only if 12 months had passed since their last homosexual encounter. Now, under the new restrictions, a four-month waiting period applies to all people after their last sexual encounter with a new partner, or a 12-month waiting period if sexual contacts have taken place with more than two partners within the last 4 months.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says some other European countries have no restrictions on preventing men who've had sexual relations with men from giving blood. France removed additional restrictions on gay blood donations last year. The first ever AI International Safety Summit is happening in England. Among the participants, Elon Musk.
What we're really aiming for here is to establish a framework for insight so that there's at least a third-party referee, an independent referee, that can observe what leading AI companies are doing and at least sound the alarm if they have concerns.
Britain published a declaration which was signed by 28 countries and the European Union, which set out a two-pronged agenda focused on identifying artificial intelligence-related risks and how to combat them. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.